Hello, I'm Herman Poppelberry, and welcome to Just Ask AI, the podcast where I tackle your artificial intelligence questions in audio form. I'm here in Jerusalem with my brother Korn, who's currently taking his afternoon nap as sloths do, and today I'm diving into a really compelling project idea about creating a searchable database for architectural details. So Daniel has shared Hannah's vision for what sounds like a Pinterest for architecture, a user-contributed portal where people can search for specific building details like column types, decorative elements, or structural features, complete with images and location data. It's an ambitious and genuinely useful idea that sits at the intersection of computer vision, crowdsourcing, and architectural preservation. Let me start with the existing landscape of architectural datasets, because Hannah doesn't need to start from scratch. There are several relevant resources already available. The most comprehensive is probably the building's dataset on Hugging Face, which contains hundreds of thousands of building images with basic classifications. There's also the Architectural Heritage Elements dataset, which focuses specifically on historical building components, though it's somewhat limited in scope. For more specialized content, the Getty Research Institute has digitized extensive architectural photography collections, and many are available through their Open Content Program. The Library of Congress also maintains the Historic American Buildings Survey, which contains detailed architectural documentation going back decades. While these aren't necessarily in a format ready for machine learning, they represent high-quality, well-documented architectural imagery. Now, regarding computer vision models for architectural recognition, this is where things get interesting. There are several approaches Hannah could consider. The most basic would be using general object detection models like YOLO or DTR and fine-tuning them on architectural elements. These models are quite good at identifying structural components like windows, doors, columns, and rooflines. More sophisticated would be using specialized architectural analysis models. There's some fascinating research coming out of institutions like MIT and ETH Zurich on computational analysis of architectural styles. For instance, there are models trained specifically on identifying architectural periods, building materials, and decorative elements. Some of this work is open source, though much of the cutting-edge research remains in academic papers rather than readily deployable models. One particularly relevant model is the building style classification system developed by researchers at the University of Cambridge, which can identify architectural styles like Gothic, Baroque, or Modernist from photographs. While not open source, the methodology is well documented and could serve as inspiration for Hannah's approach. For the practical implementation, Daniel's suggestion about starting with Hannah's own image collection is spot on. EXIF GPS data is incredibly valuable for this type of project because architectural context, knowing where a building is located, provides crucial information about regional styles, historical periods, and cultural influences. A Corinthian column in Rome tells a very different story than one in Washington, D.C., even if they look similar. The tagging and annotation strategy is critical here. Hannah should consider a hierarchical approach, broad categories like classical, Gothic, or modern at the top level, then more specific elements like Ionic capital or flying buttress at lower levels. This allows for both casual browsing and detailed research. For the technical infrastructure, Hannah might want to look at existing platforms rather than building everything from scratch. OMKS is an open source platform specifically designed for digital collections and could handle much of the backend work. For the computer vision components, she could integrate with services like Google Cloud Vision API or Amazon Recognition for basic object detection, then layer on more specialized architectural recognition. The crowdsourcing aspect is where this project could really shine. Think about how iNaturalist has created an incredible biodiversity database through citizen science. Hannah could do something similar for architecture. Users could upload photos, and the community could help with identification and tagging. This approach has the added benefit of building expertise within the user base. One challenge Hannah will face is the quality and consistency of user-contributed content. Professional architectural photography follows certain conventions, proper lighting, multiple angles, detail shots, that casual users might not follow. She might want to provide guidelines or even simple tools to help users capture better architectural documentation. Regarding data scraping, Daniel's right that building images are everywhere online, but Hannah needs to be careful about copyright and usage rights. Many architectural photographs are professionally shot and protected. However, there are substantial collections available under Creative Commons licenses, and many government and institutional archives have open access policies. For the machine learning pipeline, I'd suggest Hannah start with transfer learning using a pre-trained model like ResNet or EfficientNet, then fine-tune on architectural imagery. The key will be creating a robust training dataset with consistent labeling. Even a few thousand well-labeled images can produce surprisingly good results for specific architectural elements. One interesting technical consideration is handling the multi-scale nature of architectural details. A building might have interesting features at the overall structural level, the facade level, and the decorative detail level. Hannah's system should be able to handle searches across these different scales of observation. The project also has significant cultural and historical value beyond just being a useful tool. Architecture is one of humanity's most enduring forms of cultural expression, and a comprehensive, searchable database could support research in art history, urban planning, and cultural preservation. Imagine being able to trace the evolution of a particular decorative motif across different cultures and time periods. For Hannah's next steps, I'd recommend starting small and focused. Pick one architectural style or element type, maybe classical columns since Daniel mentioned those, and build a really solid dataset and recognition system for that specific domain. Once that's working well, the approach can be expanded to other architectural elements. She should also connect with the architectural and art history communities early in the process. These experts can provide invaluable guidance on classification schemes, important features to capture, and quality standards for documentation. This is exactly the kind of project where AI can augment human expertise rather than replace it. The computer vision components can handle the heavy lifting of initial categorization and similarity matching, while human experts and enthusiasts provide the nuanced understanding of style, context, and significance. It's a genuinely exciting project that could make architectural knowledge much more accessible and searchable. I hope Hannah moves forward with it. The world could use more tools that help us understand and appreciate the built environment around us. That's all for today's episode of Just Ask AI. Remember, these answers are generated entirely by Sonnet 4, so double-check anything important. Until next time, keep asking those AI questions.